Clayton Mwenyela, Head of Public Diplomacy at the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, joins us now from Tshwane is going to help us hopefully wade our way through this. Clayton, how are you feeling about the fact that we're back here again? Good morning.
Good morning, Afilwe, and your listeners. Yeah, it's very unfortunate. And our view is that the UK seems to be a bit rushed. Whilst we respect the right of every country to protect their citizens and take the necessary precautionary measures, of course, this is in the context of this new variant that's been detected in most southern African countries, including South Africa. So we respect that right to take precautionary measures and protect their citizens. However, we feel that because so little is known about this variant, the World Health Organization, WHO, is yet to weigh in and advise in terms of the next steps. We thought the UK would have waited for all of that, but also to have an engagement between South African scientists and scientists from the UK so that they can, you know, compare notes and advise governments, the two governments, in terms of how to manage this. So we do feel that it's a bit rushed, and our worry is the impact that this decision is going to have on the tourism industry, both in South Africa and the UK, and two-way business. I mean, I was listening to some of the voice notes already. You can see the impact on families. So this is devastating in that regard. But also in the context of South Africa, we're entering a holiday period. The tourism industry, hospitality sector have been devastated by, you know, COVID-19. The impact has been just devastating. So, and we were hoping that this period would inject some new life and some recovery, you know, will start to occur. And now this. So we will be engaging the government of the UK. Minister Pando, who I've been in contact with this morning, is already reaching out to her counterpart, the Department of Health, Minister of Health. So all stakeholders will be hands on deck on this, because it's that important an issue.
Thanks, Clayton. I think my biggest frustration here is, you know, it was just in October that I feel there was a resolution. The UK insists, we really respect the relationship that we have with South Africa. We really acknowledge the fact that, you know, we've got these close ties. They know full well that they are the largest source of tourists for us in South Africa, particularly at this time. And yet there doesn't seem to be, I suppose, is there a protocol that one follows, that they follow, that one can say this, we need to hold consistency? Because this was the concern the last time, is you don't seem to hold consistently. There are different reasons that you keep giving every time we prod and probe as to why we're on the red list. At this stage, it's not considered a variant of interest or a variant of concern, but they have deemed it a variant under investigation. It's the wide reaching also ban on all of these countries. When really, it's, as I understood it, the findings were found in South Africa, but sourced from Botswana. You know, Namibia is like, why am I all in it? You know, it's a little confusing and frustrating. I don't know how you feel about that, that we just spoke about this.
No, that's exactly the feeling, in fact, for most of us. Frustrating, confusing, too rushed, very thin. By way of rationale, especially if you're going to base this on science. Science wouldn't, I think, agree with this way of doing things. Yes. And this is why one of the things that we're going to be insisting on today as we're talking to them is that our scientists will engage with theirs, because you're correct. This is not a variant that should have pushed them this quickly to take this decision, and in the blanket way in which they are doing it, particularly given the context that you painted, you know, where they remain the largest source of tourism arrivals or tourist arrivals in South Africa. So there's a lot riding on this, and they understand all of this. But we've also, and this is something that perhaps we haven't said publicly, that we are aware of certain dynamics within the government of the UK. There are some elements, for whatever reason, that would push for something like this. So we are also alive to that, and that's one of the things that we'll be dealing with behind the scenes. We'll take some gloves off and confront some of these issues that we believe are the reasons why we are back here.
Our original reason for chatting today, I'm afraid we're not going to be able to get to, but that is the nature of the news cycle. But hopefully we can invite you back next week, because I think that the state visit from President Uhuru Kenyatta, really, there are so many touch points that we need to discuss. I know that there are 8 resolutions in MOUs. I note with concern that LGBTIQ is not on there, but we'll talk about that next week. Hey, Clayson?
No worries. I love
thanks a lot. All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good morning and a great weekend.